just got out and raised 14 bullets in the wind. This country was the best range in the world. You know, I was telling you about the, how the grass used to grow. Mm-hmm. There was no timber here, on the big tree, the open country. When I come here, it's open. You can see up there where your dad lived, all the mountains there. You can see for miles, you know. And good grass, you know. And them horses just got out and raised colts, you know. And they didn't have to have no feed in them. They just went. Cattle, same way. They fed them. Four hogs, never had to have nothing. They could just be up there from one seed to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Sprouts and come up, you know. Still hogs would eat them. We come up. Hogs stay fat all the year around.
Hmm. My husband works for very and he's been with it for 12 years. That would be an interesting thing if anyone was interested in four for work. Probably
have to handle that. Yeah, I imagine.
There's not a, I don't imagine a place in the woods, any of the bosses that comes in new, you know, the new force together, they'll come to him, all right, and I think that's for certain on the map, you know, on this little sketch, why I might not be able to ride into it, and let's go this way, take them right down to it, and they would have never gotten that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
And then you just,
what I said.
Just,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just turn it on like that and let it go. We've just been visiting away.
Yes.
Now you go think of something you can talk about. Now let it go.
Ask him some questions.
Well, I asked him when I asked him, wonder why some people won't say they're dead in some way. That'll be good.
Yeah. I wish I knew the answer to that.
Get some of his
talk. Alright, we'll just let him ask us questions, huh? Go ahead, ask away. We're just doing this for fun now. It doesn't mean anything, so. Wondered if you'd ever had a chance to hear your own voice on one of these.
No, sir. I heard it one time when I was at school and I was in the fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
We had a play about Cinderella.
It seems strange, doesn't it? It sounds like somebody else.
Yeah, it really does.
You just sure it can't be you. I don't sound like that.
I didn't know it myself. I at least read the way it sounds like my voice is more heavy than the way I talk.
Yeah, it might be. Well, I have this turned a little bit too. That sometimes makes a difference.
Yeah. One thing I can say, my school teacher used to whoop us up about that play and everything like that.
She put that on tape for you?
Yeah. You know, she had it. You know, we all was in there telling a lot of different things. What we do and what we didn't do in school.
I got it.
Now see if the sand's in it now, isn't it?
Better out and punch the button again. Oh, I was going to ask you about a person. I guess I did ask you about a person who did all sorts of things, even though he was maybe 80 years old.
You asked me that, I believe.
Yeah, and you said he was pert?
Mm-hmm, pert, and his mind was good, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can use your, just between me and you, can use your mind up.
Yeah, I think so.
You can leave it where it's at.
Sometimes, I think sometimes it's never used at all, and it just doesn't know how to work.
It never did work much.
Mm-hmm. If someone is always wearing clothes that are worn out and buttons off and is all dirty and things like that, what would you say he is?
I'd say dirty and ragged, wouldn't you?
Huh? Well, some people say slovenly, some people say slouchy.
Mm-hmm. Slouchy.
That means he doesn't take care of things and things like
slouchy,
that.
Slouchy, dirty and ragged. I believe that'd be a good name for that.
And if somebody makes up his mind and then won't change it, you say he's mighty